Our answer to the mob: conservatives celebrate founders, veterans, cops. By Robert Krajicek on July 9, 2020. Conservative figures Tom Fitton, Mark Levin, and Alan West joined the production of We Hold These Truths. Our Answer to the Mob, a video celebrating the founders, veterans, and police officers. The video features Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Mike Lee, RUT, Media Research Center President Brent Bozell, For America President Dave Bozell, Dan Bongino, FreedomWorks President Adam Brandon, Deneen Borelli, former Senator Jim DeMint, RSC, National Review Editor Rich Lowry, Dana Loesch, Jenny Beth Martin, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, and the late singer and entertainer Charlie Daniels. Opening with the Declaration of Independence's affirmation of all men being created equal and the endowment of natural rights from God across humanity, the video's participants praise America's founding. Blackburn, Levin, and Daniels recite, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." The video's contributors praise historical American figures derided by assorted Democrats and leftists, including Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington. Bozell characterizes America's founding revolutionaries as the greatest statesmen this world has ever known. Included in the video are responses to political undermining of law enforcement. "Who suffers most from lawlessness?" asks Loesch. "It is unquestionably the innocents in inner cities caught in a crossfire of thugs, gangs, and rioting mobs." Lee stated, "The police are necessary to protect the vulnerable and to keep dangerous communities from descending into chaos." "Are there bad players?" asks Martin. "Of course, but don't lie about the police. Don't smear them as racist. Don't dismiss that they have to put their lives on the line every single day with lowlifes who harass and threaten them, harm them, and, yes, kill them." West declares, "Kneeling for the national anthem disrespects the flag and all those who served it, including men and women who died explicitly to protect our colors." Sites of American conflict are listed chronologically: the American Revolution, Civil War, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Second Iraq War, and the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. "We love her with a passion," says Lee of America, "and will always stand with her and defend her against enemies, foreign and domestic." Daniels said, "You will not redefine America or frighten good, honest Americans into submission." "We live in the last best hope of mankind," announces Perkins, "and we're not about to lose it to a bunch of fanatics aided and abandoned by a complicit media and cowardly corporations." Bozell concludes, "You will not prevail. America will prevail today, tomorrow, and by the grace of God, forever." Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.